Okay, we are picking up from the Mishnah, six lines from the top of Tes Vav Amud Aleph. Our learning is once again sponsored Le'ilui Nishmas Shulamis Bas Yaakov. Bezras Hashem, I'll be traveling, so I'm not sure if I'll be able to get to recording tomorrow's daf. I hope to, we'll see. I'm not exactly sure my schedule the next 2 days after today, but let's learn today's daf. So says the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Hareini Nazir L'chshieli Ben. If someone says, I'm going to be a Nazir when I have a son, V'nazir me'ayom, and also a nazir for 100 days. So you say two different terms in the zeros. First is a stam naziros of shloshim yom on the birth of a son, and also you have 100 term naziros beginning immediately. So the Mishnah says there's a potential, if nola lo bein, if a son is born to him, ad shivim, at any time up to 70 days in this 100-day term of his of naziros, lo yivsid klu, meaning he can only keep 100 days of naziris because that son is born to him, and that's included in the 30 days of his 100-day term. And therefore, according to this point, we're assuming that the person only needs to observe 100 days and not any more than that, because his naziris is going to be subsumed with his son's naziris. You'll be able to keep 100 days. That's what and not anymore. You don't have to do 130. However, la'achar shivim, but if his son is born after 70 days, so ser shivim. So this is a shaila, what is the lashon of shivim? But he definitely, he loses his ability to count his son's term, because you don't have 30 full days anymore. And you can't just count till, let's say, 72, till 102. You need a full term of naziris. So you have to have, to keep your son's first, as we saw before, right? You do the 30 days of your son. That's what we saw in Yud Gimel. And then you go weiter after keeping your son's term. You then, after that, will keep your, continue till the full 130 days. So the Rashi just points out the lashon of Soser Shivim is a little bit difficult, because he's not losing 70 days. He's just not counting the 30 days included, and he keeps 130 days total, but you're still able to count the first 68 days towards the 100-day term. So that's a little bit difficult. So therefore, the Rashi thinks it shouldn't be in the Girsa. It's going to be, and the Hemshech Gemara quotes it also, to be no gear for that point. Okay, but the way we have it, it just means that not literally he's forfeiting 70, meaning that he loses out on the hemsheikh of being able to count his son's naziros. Shein taglachas pachas mashoshen yom, as the Mishnah explains, because we don't see a concept of being shaving a head, meaning for less than 30 days, the minimum amount of a naziros is going to be 30 days. And if you have any less than that, it doesn't count. That's what the Gemara is suggesting. So therefore, the Mishnah is suggesting, so therefore, you cannot count it together with that of the sons with the fathers together. So it says the Gemara, now, Amar Rav, yom shivin olelo lekan ulekan, that the 70th day will count both towards the father's naziris and the son's naziris. And therefore, it would count as 2 days for the father, meaning the father could use it for his term of the 70 days. And now it's also be starting to count as day one of the son's term. And so he's understanding that the 70th day is able to count for both, because the first part of the day is going to be where his own. And then when his son is born, that rest will be for the day that's not going to be considered an interruption, and that's going to be considered for his son, and therefore he would be able to only count 100. So then he'll be out of 100. Really, day 101. The person is allowed to bring his zeros on day 100. And if it would end at 99, then you bring the karbanos day 100, not 101. I got confused, right? So therefore, that would be the way. The Rush explains that according to Rav, that allowing to count the one day as both. So that's based on the fact that it's only midir abana, and that a nazir has to wait till the day after his taglachas to bring the korbanos. And since on a deraisa level, we allow to bring them on day 100, we allow him to count the split days as two different days in regards to this, because it's only a din derabanan anyway. So that's how the Rishonim explain it. So it says the Mishnah now, is it really true? It's not. No, lo. The Mishnah tells us that if a son was born to this guy, ad shivim, up until 70, lo yivsid klum, he loses nothing. Now the Gemara says, v'isagadaitach ola lekan lekan, but you're going to tell me that the day 70 really counts towards both terms, as Rav wanted to taina. So then, it's gormit gayer, so he gains a day. Why does the Mishnah tell us that he doesn't lose? It's better than losing. He's gaining a day. He's getting it for both his term and his son's term. So the Gemara says, you're right, but ela bedinu delolit ne'at shivim. Really, the Mishnah shouldn't have used this lashon of 70 that he loses nothing, and it should have just said mishum diktani seifa achar shivim soser. This is a shayla. Do you have the lashon of shivim or not? But it has a lashon at the end. The hemshich of the Mishnah, when it says after 70 days he forfeits 70. The Mishnah's last case, which the person is in fact losing, meaning he's losing out. What do you want to say? 70. The rush takes out 70, but he's losing. He has to count first his son's term of 30 days, and then nacha 30 days after that. So he has to really count 130 days. So therefore, the Mishnah had to stylistically again. They used to memorize all these Mishnayos. So therefore, the Mishnah has to say Tani Risham Shivim. The beginning of the Mishnah also has to tell us that up until 70 he would lose nothing. That's what the Gemara tells us right now. Says the Gemara, Tashma Misefa. So we can learn it from the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Nolad Achar Shivim Soser. So if a son is born after 70 days, he's going to lose against Soser. Shivim, whatever, Soser. But according to Rav, even if the son is born day 71, he loses no days. Because he can count 70 days, 71 days, he can count both the days of the father's term and also that of his son's term to count it as 30 days. So now, since the son's term would conclude after the father's term, they would be if they were on the same time, they would be fine. If it is after, then it would be separate terms. So says the Gemara, "My acher." So what does the Mishnah mean by the lashon of after 70 days? No, acher acher. It doesn't mean right after the day 71, but really from day 72 and weiter. Only from then is it going to be a problem. So even according to Rav, if the son is born on day 72, that's already too late. You can't count that. His chiddush is that 71 can count towards day one of the. Of the sons, while also counting as a father, and you could still land off on day 100 and then bring your kabanos on day 101. So that's the Gemara. Aval acher mamish mai. So you're going to tell me that according to Rav, though, if it's day 71, what's the halacha? Hachinam de lo sasar. He's not going to lose anything, right? Because that's the sheet of Rav. So the Gemara is just waiting to set up the question. Ihachi my iria detane nolad ad shivim lo yisid kum. So why does the Mishnah make the point that if the son is born to him up until 70 days into this Naziris, he would lose nothing? Why do you make a bigger Kiddush? The Mishnah has a much bigger Kiddush to say according to Rav. What's the bigger Kiddush? Tell me, afilu achar shivim nami, that even if the son is born to him after 70 days, on day 71, ha'amar lo sasar, even after on the 71st day, it should be fine. So there's an extra day that the Mishnah seems to not indicate that is okay to count according to both tzadim. Elishpamina achar mamish, rather, so... that the Mishnah is telling us when it says after 70 means immediately after on day 71. The Mishnah we learn lechora against shmamina, against what Rav had told us. This Mishnah lechora is against Rav. So that's what the Gemara is pointing out. You're right. Meaning this Mishnah is not only not a proof for Rav, but it's a disproof. Rav is Tana Palik. He's allowed to argue, but the Gemara is assuming that he was holding like other shitas of Tanaim. The Rav keman amr l'shmaita. Who does Rav follow regarding to his shita? Clearly, again, he's not like our Mishnah. So who does he hold? So the Gemara points out now, we're going to quote the concept of, give a little hakdama over here, in Moed Katan, now we're going to quote the concept of Avelos, Rechmel Atzlan. So we know that Avelos, when a person loses one of the Zion Krovim, father, mother, brother, sister, wife, son or daughter, if you lose a Zion Krovim, so you have to keep Shiva. So now for the parents, though, there's an extra chama that you have to keep, not just Shiva, but you have to, and Shloshim also is kept for everyone. But for parents, you also have the Yud Beis Chodesh. So really, we're just going to be discussing the Shiva and the Shloshim. So the Shiva is the 7 days we know, those 7 days that are going to be in a deep state of mourning, he's not allowed to learn Torah, and he's not really supposed to be leaving the house, he has to sit in a low chair, all the halachas of people, not wear shoes, all those halachas of the Shiva. But within the Shiva, I know people are familiar with this, there's actually different kulas that you could have because of this, is that the Gemara tells us in Moed Katan that the first 3 days are much more machmir than the last four, that the first 3 days are devoted to crying and being very sad over the niftar, and the remaining four are for hesbedim and to think about him, but it's a little bit more makil those last 4 days. So after that, again, after the shiva, you have shloshim. So that's usually again the shiva is from the end of shiva until the 30th day from the burial. That's the shloshim. Again, and then shloshim, you're not allowed to cut your hair, shave, you're not supposed to be doing laundry. Those are all the halachas of shloshim. So now the Gemara, so who does Rav hold like? Ilema de Abashal, is he going to like Rav Ashal? Because Abashal tells us, it's really probably Desanya, it's a Braisa. So the Braisa tells us, Hakover es meso shlosha yomim kodem regel. If someone buries the niftar 3 days before the regel, so any of the shlosha regalim, so then the halacha is, batla menu gzera shiva. So then the halacha is that he does not have to keep the rest of shiva. So he wouldn't have to keep any, because the Tana of the Braisa is understanding that if a person has a minimum of 3 days of Shiva, which is the more chamar part of Shiva, so before starting the Chag, then the Chag would be cancelled, would cancel out the remaining of Shiva, and that's the Halacha. Shmoni Yamim Kodem HaRegel, however, the burial was even 8 days before the Chag, then Bat Lamed Gzera Shloshim, you no longer have to keep Shloshim, and after that, again, a person can shave, and the Halacha cut the nails, the Halachas of Shloshim don't apply. Umotar Lasaper Erev HaRegel, even that, he's actually even permitted to cut his hair on Erev Chag. V'imlosiper Erev HaRegel, however, if he did not cut his hair the day before the Chag, Asr Lasaper Acher HaRegel, he'd be Asr to cut after the Chag, because the Shloshim is cancelled out only lechavod the regel. If a person does not take the opportunity to show the regel respect and kavod by cutting his hair, So then the shloshim would in fact not be the halacha shloshim. We make him keep it after the chag. This is similar to halacha that why is it usher to shave on Chol HaMoed, and why is it usher to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed? Because we're afraid that a person's going to come into the moed in a state of not being shaved and clean shaven and looking nice and getting a haircut. So therefore, we make a chiyuv that a person has to, that we make it usher to phrase it. I've off on Chol HaMoed. Let me just go get a haircut. Let me go shave on Chol HaMoed. But the first Yom Tov Rishon is not bekavod, and it's not nice for the chag itself. So we make you get a haircut and make you shave even before the moed. That's the halacha. And if you don't, you're not allowed to get a haircut or shave on Chol HaMoed. That's the big shaila. Is man hazeh when people are shaving every day. So I believe Rav Moshe, I don't know if he wrote it up in the Tshuva, but it's quoted B'Shem Rav Moshe, that Rav Moshe was makil because the people who shave every day, you shave the Erev Chag. You're not doing it, the Gzeirah shouldn't apply to them, that you're shaving Erev Chag, and then so therefore to shave on Chol HaMoed is not necessarily going to be Aser. However, this seems to be one of those things that Rav Moshe seems to be the very minority opinion, and I don't say very, whatever, obviously every person should ask his Rav in the situation, might be extenuating circumstances to rely on it, but from what I see in the Olam, it seems to be Rav Moshe's opinion has not been accepted, and the Olam is machmir even Bizman Hazeh, even when people are shaving every single day. Still, we assume that the gzera does not change around. I quoted in like a half a minute. Obviously, there's a lot more to discuss in that shayla, but again, everyone should do a sheilas rav when it comes to that. So again, but the halacha is that that you have to do an erev chag, and if you don't, if you don't do it, we punish you that you have to keep the rest of shloshim after. Because the whole reason that we're canceling shloshim was so that you could take a haircut. Fine. Turning on to next now. Abba now. Abba shalomer afila lo siper kodem aregel. Even if he did not cut his hair before the chag, mutter l'saper achar aregel. He's permitted to cut his hair after the chag. Shekashem shemitzel shlosha mevatel es kazir hashiva. So just like 3 days is mevatel the shiva, so too mitzvah shiva, kach mitzvah shiva, mevatel gzeirah shloshim. The observance of the 7 days would cancel out the 30. Meaning, unlike a previous Tana that holds that shloshim is not canceled unless you have 8 days, Avashal understands that 7 days of the shiva is enough to allow the shloshim to be canceled. So we see the shiva is enough. You don't have to start day 8. So the Gemara points out, my time at the Abashal. Now, what is the reason of Abashal? La mishum de kasavar shvi ola lekan lekan. Is it not because he holds that the 7th day of Shiva can count both towards the Shiva and also towards the Shloshim? So Gemara is assuming that Abashal would agree fundamentally with the first Tana that Shloshim is canceled by the Chag only if the first day of Shloshim has been at least observed prior to the Chag. So therefore, the reason Abashal is going to be Mekil is because he must count the Shiva as starting to the point of Shloshim. So the Gemara says, no, Dilma Adkan Lokamara, but you can't say Abashal is like the Shita of Rav, because maybe Rav Abashal is more Mekil, Elabe Avelos Shiva Durabana. The concept of Avelos, of the whole 7 day period, is a Din Durabana. And that's the whole big Shaila, is what about Avelos and Yom Rishon? Avelos, the first day of Avelos and Rishon, the day we bury the body, that might be Misan Kfura, that might be Machalka Shishonim. The Rambam and the Rif seem to hold that it's the Reisa, while the Balei Tosfos hold that it's the Rabbanan. So we do have, there's nafkaminas between that, Safek, different halachas that come up, that's Machalka is about Avelos and Rishon. But everyone agrees, that we see the Gemara Beferis right now is telling us that Shiva is really a Dinder Rabbanan. Smachta, though, by it says by when it comes to Yaakov Avinu that they had over there the Shiva Siyamim of mourning him. Apparently that was maybe like a minug that they already had from the times of from already the earlier times. Like similar thing we have by Ksuba. Many Rishonim hold the Gemara has different Machlokas Tanayim, but Adayim Machlokas, how do we hold this? Like Ksuba Deraisa Derabanan. But we have the concept that they used to give Mara Besulos and they're giving a different money to Besulos. You have to assume that was the Minag, yeah. It was already the Minag in the times of the Torah, but it never was made a full-fledged Chiyuv. Similar to the case of when they were mourning for 7 days over there. Again, that was started earlier, but it's still a Din Derabanan. It's not a Din Deraisa. Anyway, Ava Benazi Deraisa, but maybe Abba Shol would not be Mekil on the case of Nazir Dereisa to count it for both ways as Rav wants to tie us. So we don't have a proof for Rav from there. Ella, maybe Rav Damar Rabbi Yossi. Rav is going to hold like the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, to Sanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shomer Es Yom Keneged Yom. A woman who's observing a clean day against the previous day. So what's this referring to? We have a case now of Zava, that generally a woman has Nida. She sees blood. So the halacha is 7 days she is going to be Tameh, and then after the day 7, she goes to the mikvah. The 7 day period goes to the mikvah, and she is going to be tahor. And she could see blood up until, it doesn't matter, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, as long as on day 7 she's able to get a hefsek tahara, and that night she can go to the mikvah. That's the halacha midareisa. However, after that, there is a concept called a zava. There's an 11 day period in between the nida and the zava from day according to Moshe Shom, then it goes back after that, but you don't have to count. The Rambam has a different sheet of this, but let's just go standard, is 11 days, and then afterwards, if she would see blood, then she goes back to count the regular 7 days. So what happens if she sees in this 11-day interim period? So the Torah tells you that she would become a Zava. She becomes a Zava, and it's called an unusual flow. So if she sees it for 1 day or even 2 days, she's what's called a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. She sees it on 1 day, so then the next day, she just has to do a Bdika, make sure she is go to the mikvah, and then she's tahor that night. She go to the mikvah, and she's tahor that night. Now, if she does the second day, also same halacha. However, if she has another day, if she's a third day, then she's what's called a Zava Gedola. She's Zava Gedola, and she has to count Shiva Nikim, 7 days of checking herself, and only after doing a bedika on every single day, if she misses, well, this is a shayla, at least, well, day one, day seven, probably. So those 2 days, then she can, at the very minimum, she really counts every day, but if she misses one, okay, whatever. So then she has to count lechachila every single day, and then on the eighth day, she has to bring a korban, but she's tahar to her husband after that. So we are machmir, takanas Rabbi Zera, ready for the times of the Gemara, that we assume that a woman is bismalazah also is going to be a Zava. So a Zava Gedola, where in case she needs Shiva Nikim. And where the whole five comes from is another whole point, but by etzem, we make you wait until the flow stops, and then an extra 2 days for Ashkenazim, 1 day for Sephardim, five and whatever, and then after that we count the seven Nikim. So that's what we do bisman azeh, just to point out that's a chumra medina de gemara. Really in the derisa level, a woman could have just kept 7 days, even if she was bleeding, she doesn't have to do a bedika, day seven check and that. But we don't hold like that. We hold that there's a strong takanas to Rabbi Zira, that you have to assume that she's a Zava, a Zava Gedola. There's like a whole movement now. People just want to say you keep Nida Daraisa. I don't know what that means. You're throwing out the whole Takana Sar Rabban and Chazal, so then don't do anything else that Chazal tell you to do, and you'll have a different Torah. That's how reform starts. It's a terrible thing. And people, Bizman Azir, say, I'm only keeping Nida Daraisa. Okay? I don't know if they're, even if you're Balad Shuvas, I don't think they don't want them to start like, hey, everyone has to ask their Rav. But anyway, that's a tremendous Avla. In general. Anyway, so that we should keep the halachas of Chazal, that the Gemara tells us what to do, the Torah tells us what to do. We have to listen to Rabbanan and also. Anyway, back to over here. So, what's Rabbi Yossi telling us? Going back to over here. So now we're going to Rabbi Yossi. The sign of Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. So a woman who's obligated to be Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. So now this happened on, let's say, Yud Gimel Nisan. She was in her 11-day period of the clean period where she saw blood. So now, Shachtu, so the next day she does a bedika, and she was tahor. So they shechted the korban pesach. She was mana and a chabura, and they shechted for her, and they brought it to the mizbeach. But sheni al shala on the second day, and the day that she was as a day that she was cleaning, that was shomeres yom keneged yom. So she used to patur, and that night she'd be able to eat. She's already tore right now. Ve'achakach rasa. But however, later that day, unfortunately, she saw some blood. So what's the halacha? Reizu in al cheles. She's obviously not allowed to eat from the korban pesach because she's going to be tameh. And Rabbi Yosef mechadei shapturah melasas pesach sheni. So generally, someone who's unable to bring the Korban Pesach, we know from the Parshas of Balosra that you have to bring a Pesach Sheni. However, in our case, Rabbi Yossi is telling us that since the woman was really tahar, because Gemara is going to flesh it out, she was really tahar in the first part of the day, that's why she doesn't have to observe Pesach Sheni. My time with Rabbi Yossi. So because Lamishim de Kasavar Mixas Yom Kekulo, is it not because Rabbi Yossi understands that Mixas Yom Kekulo, that the first part of the day, prior to her seeing of the blood, is complete blood-free day. And since she already went to the mikvah, she was kosher to bring the Korban Pesach, and they brought the Korban while she was still tahor. So she fully was shayach to that Korban Pesach. She's not shayach to the blood. She doesn't need Pesach Sheni. Afterwards, if she sees blood, she's onus at that point, and she's considered to have already fulfilled the major obligation. She didn't eat it, but she's still going to be part of that chabura, and that's why she doesn't need to count it. So Gemara says, Mimai, the girl changes the gear so a little bit. We'll just go, Mimai, Udilma, Mishum de Kasar Mekana Lahaba Udimetame. But maybe Rabbi Yossi, not because of the way that Rav wants to hold it, we can count it towards both days, and it's part of her Tahar day and her Tame day. Maybe he just holds that the fact that she had the blood is only from now going forward and not necessarily in Mafreya. That the blood seen on the second day makes her tame for one more day, right? That's what we said. But only from this time going forward, not lemafre retroactively to a previous discharge. So therefore, she was tahor up until the time of the second seeing of blood. And since the pesach was offered on her behalf, that's why she's good over here. So they bring out the shitavra. This is bring a raya for us. Sorry, and this counts for both days. And she's tahor in the first part of the day and tahor in the end of it. Sorry, I got the confused here. This is the end of the raya that I was just pointing out, that she's tahor in the beginning part of the day and tame at the end of it. Rabbi Yossi treats us as two separate days, even though she really, it's all one day. So So that's what the Gemara is bringing out. As it, again, this is at this point is a raya for Rav. So the Gemara says, "Misa Rabbi Yossi Hachi," but does Rabbi Yossi really hold like this? Tana don't win on a raya. Rabbi Yossi Omer Zav Bal Shtei Reiyos. That if a Zav sees, so now we have Zav is parallel to a Zav, and the fact that they're going to be Tamei. There's going to be Tamei after being Korbanos. They're Tamei Mishkav and Moshev. If they sit on anything, they touch anything, it all becomes, it's going to become Tamei as well. So they even get a degree of Avatuma. That's a Kiddush. Hakra usually always makes a Rishon. If they sit on it, the Torah tells you that becomes an Av. So that's the concept of a Zav. If he sees it, it's similar to something that looks like Zera, but it's not. It's like a greenish gonorrhea type of thing, they say. So anyway, that's a Zav. So if Yesh Tere, Yesh Shachtu V'Zarkola B'Shvi. So they shechted the Korban Pesach, and they on the seventh day when he was supposed to be tahor, and then on both these examples, they were supposed to be tahor that night. And later that day, they both experienced, whether it's the woman or the man, they both experienced the discharge, which will make them tamei. Even though they are going to be metamei lemafreya retroactively, they are nevertheless exempt from making Pesach Sheni. So now, not like we just said that we're viewing the two days as Miktas Yom Kukulo. Rather, we're assuming that the Tumo of here, that Rabbi Yossi is understanding that we're telling that the Tumo is retroactive. Not like Rav. So we're saying not like Rav over here. So the Gemara says, "My Lemafreya." What's the meaning that it's Lemafreya retroactive? The Gemara points out Midarabanan, that it's only Midarabanan. On a level of Dereisa, they're going to make things tummy only from the time that the discharge going forward. However, this is only Midarabanan. So we see that it's possible that at the very least Rabbi Yossi would agree that this case would count as on a level of Dereisa. So the Gemara says, Hachanami Mistaber, the Lachora, this actually is more reasonable. If you'd understand that the retroactive Tumah is based on a biblical Tumah, Amai, Pturin Melasos Pesach Sheni, why are they exempt from making a Pesach Sheni? Since it's been Lemafreya, so they were a Tameh all day, the Korban that they made on their behalf cannot count. So therefore, they must assume that at least on the level of Dereisa, the Tumah is not going to be Lemafreya. So the Gemara says, No, La'olam Emalach Tumah Dereisa. Tell you that the Tumah is in fact a level of Dereisa, even so therefore then that can't be an exemption from the Pesach Sheni. Rather, to home the Ziva Etiru, that they are matir when it comes to the Tom of Ziva to bring the Korban Pesach. Meaning, what is Tom of Ziva? That the source of Tumah, you couldn't have known about it. That's like a dead body that was deep in the ground. So it was onus. So therefore the Lacha tells you we have a special kula that the Korban offered on behalf of someone who is in the state of Tumah is gonna be valid. If it's discovered only afterwards, because it was like onus. So therefore, Gemara is assuming that Rabbi Yossi would hold that this applies to the Tumah of Ziva as well. If it's late on the seventh day, that's like Tumas onus, and therefore they're Tami retroactive, but still, because it's like Tumas at home, it's like an onus, therefore that you would not need to bring a Korban Pesach on behalf of them. So therefore, we don't necessarily have a raya for Rav. So the Gemara says, Vaf Rabbi Yossi sever the mafreya mederabana. So the Gemara points out that even Rabbi Yoshia also had that Rabbi Yoshia is Tumah is Derabana. The Sana we learn in a Braise. So Rabbi Yoshia Omer, Haroa Zav Bishvi Shalom Soser Esh Lafanav. Someone who sees a Ziva charge on the seventh day, so it causes him to lose out on the previous days. Amar Le Rabban, Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Nistar El Yomo. It should only cause him to forfeit one day. So only one Kli day in order to become Tar. So the Gemara points out, Manashach, what is Rabbi Yochanan saying? Isasar Kulo Sasar. If you're going to say that it's making you lose out, so the Zav has to have Shivas Yamim, it should make you lose on every day. All the seven, you have to recount all seven. Lo Sasar, Lo Sasar, Lo Yomo. And if it doesn't lose out, so then you shouldn't lose out on this day either. So it says the Gemara, Ela Ema Lo Nistar Velo Yomo. It doesn't cause him to lose even one day. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yoshia is telling us that a Ziva is only lasting the seventh day from the clean period, except the Shita we just mentioned, that the first part of the day is clean, it counts as a complete day, and it's only Derabanan, the Yom, rather, Rabbi Yossi said to him that Rabbi Yossi would elect you because he was only Tamei from now going forward. He responded to Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yossi, that Lachora is going to be like your Shita. So that's what we assume from over here. Rabbi Yossi says, what do you mean? The Truma is going retroactive. Rather, so Rabbi Yossi understood that Rabbi Yossi means that there's a retroactive Dilma Midarabanan. On Midaraisa, the Truma is only from that time going forward. So at least on a level of Daraisa, it could be like the Shita of Rav, and now we see like Rabbi Yochanan maybe also. So that's the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi, Michti, Savar Mixas Yom Kekulo. So Rabbi Yossi says that if we assume that Mixas Yom Kekulo, so then Zava Gemura, the Maisa Korban, Hechi Mishkachasa. How do we ever have a case of a Zava Gemura who's obligated to bring a Korban? Because if she sees it any part after Netzachama, part of the day, that's already idach palga yom esalek leshim, or the other part of the day is going to be part of the clean day already, or the morning part of the day is going to be also part of that. So the Gemara says ibay seima de kashafa tlasa tlasa yom ibade adade. According to Rabbi Yossi, you can only have a zavak dola if she has continuous flow for three consecutive days. Or vibas ema the chazat tlasa yom esamach leshkiyas achama. She had discharges for three consecutive days near shkia. To lohave shuls to selik l'minyana. There's no time that she can count towards yom that's going to be counted. It makes us yom kekulo that she was able to remain tahor for the day to assume that she's now tahor. Okay, then that's how you have a zavak dola lefi l'shita of Rabbi Yossi. So with that, we finish up the parah. Hashem will pick up Misha Amar Arini Nazir. Hope to be able to get the recording. We'll see. Mirtz Hashem. Siyata Dishmaya.